The Dalles in Oregon is your base camp for fishing fun. Reel in big salmon, tangle with steelhead, bass, and walleye, or wrestle a monster sturgeon to the boat. After the day is done, you'll find a variety of lodging options around town. Plan your fishing getaway today at explorethedalles.com. That's explorethedalles.com.
Don't leave yet. We've got one more local shot of fishing and hunting to wrap up the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio.
Next up, we've got Matt Hernandez on the line. He is the owner of Daybreak Fishing in the Dalles, Oregon. He's got a Columbia Gorge fishing report for us. Matt, how's business?
Business is slowing down. I mean, things are getting a little bit quiet around here. Main stem's been slowing down. There's still some fish to be had. A few chrome ones here and there, but for the most part, everything's starting to turn.
Right. You know, the coho bite, though, I mean, it's mid-November. That lasted pretty long this year.
Yeah, it was a good while it lasted. It was pretty hot there for a while. I mean, I know some guys that are still having some good success, but, you know, the guys that know what they're doing are out there doing good still. Guys that are new to the coho are having a hard time.
Gotcha. Let's talk walleye. Are anglers turning their attention to walleye and the main stem of the Columbia River in the gorge?
I know a handful of guys that are currently, but I have not had a big push on that yet.
Okay, let's turn our attention to a couple tributaries near you. We'll start off with the Deschutes River. I know they got a good run of steelhead this year. Are anglers still catching them there?
You know, this was an excellent year, but I know that that has died down quite a bit. The mouth has not been producing very much, so anybody that has been going up a little bit higher.
And the Klickitat, that's another good stream for both steelhead and salmon.
Yes, it is, and that was doing very well just up to a couple weeks ago here. This week, I know it slowed down, and everybody's kind of having to pick through the fire trucks to find some chrome ones still in there, but it has definitely slowed down from what it was.
Well, folks, there you go. An honest fishing report from Matt Hernandez at Daybreak Fishing. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your tackle shop on 2nd Street in the Dalles?
Well, I'm trying to grow my salmon tackle here. Got bass, walleye, sturgeon, got bait, and tackle. So just trying to grow inventory currently.
There you go, folks. Make sure, if you're in the Dalles, to stop by Daybreak Fishing, get a fishing report from Matt, find out what's working, and then go fishing in the Columbia River Gorge. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate the report.
Absolutely, John. I'm sorry. I couldn't have a better report there for you.
No worries, Matt. That's why it's called a fishing report and not tall tales.
That's all for this week, but don't worry. We'll do it all again next Saturday morning from 7 to 8, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio, KJR.